Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters Report, we are sitting down with Dr. Leah Yerby. Dr. Yerby is an associate professor in the Department of Community Medicine and Population Health at the University of Alabama College of Community Health Sciences. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Yerby.
Thank you.
Today's topic is autism. Dr. Yerby, tell us, what is autism?
Autism is a developmental condition where individuals with autism spectrum disorder may have differences in how they learn, interact with others, behave, or communicate. And that is across a wide spectrum, which is why we call it autism spectrum disorder. So all of our brains are wired a little bit differently. Individuals with ASD just might be a little bit more different than the norm. Every person that you meet is different. No, there's no two exactly the same. We do see that this occurs across all different groups of people, regardless of race or ethnicity, regardless of socioeconomic status or how much you make. I think in the past we kind of had some stereotypes about what ASD looked like, but the research shows us that's not true. And we also see that it is more frequent in boys than girls, or men than women, but we also may have an underdiagnosis situation with girls because they seem to be better at figuring out or learning how to interact with others than sometimes boys do, so we still have a lot more to learn there.
Joining us now is Cynthia Ellis, who is the director for the University of Alabama Regional Autism Network. Thanks for joining us, Cynthia.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about what are some of the characteristics and behaviors that someone who is autistic might display.
Yeah, so they might have difficulty in social situations, picking up on like social cues from other people. They might also have difficulties with sensory issues. They might be hypo or hypersensitive to different things in their surroundings. Someone could exhibit repetitive behaviors that could manifest with a intense interest in certain activities or certain topics.
Tell us a little bit about how important is it to get screened and evaluated. If we're a parent sitting at home and we're thinking something's wrong, how important is it for us to go on and get our child screened and evaluated?
Oh, it is very important. In fact, the American Association of Pediatrics recommends screening during visits with your doctor. And if you have any concerns, your doctor, your pediatrician, definitely bring them to them. And if they share your concerns, a lot of times they'll refer you out to someone for additional testing. And if they don't share your concerns, still you are your child's advocate and you can also seek those tests by yourself.
And if we do have an autistic child, what are some things that parents can do to support that child?
Oh yeah, so that's why testing is so important. Testing actually acts as like a roadmap. So when you get your evaluation done, it tells you everything, the last page tells you everything you need to know in order to better support your child. If they have sensory issues or if they have processing problems, then they can go and seek the appropriate therapies. Speech therapy is often recommended for sometimes for the children, as well as OT or physical therapy. Sometimes there's ABA that might be appropriate.
And tell us, how important is early intervention and therapy when we do have an autistic child?
Oh, it is vital. The sooner they're able to get interventions, the sooner they're able to perform on level, and or at least the close proximity that child would be able to perform at, and they're able to hopefully lead a more fulfilling life later on based on those interventions.
And lastly, discuss the importance of the Regional Autism Network.
So we're unique. We've gathered resources for parents. When they contact us, they only have to contact one number, and then we can get them in touch with any sort of therapies that they need or evaluations if they're still in those early processes. And we're also unique in that we've been there. So sometimes a parent just needs to hear that it's okay and it's gonna get better and this doesn't last forever and it does get easier, and we're able to provide that for them because we have personal experience with autism ourselves, with our family members or people that we've dealt with.
Joining us now is Tammy Barkey, who is the Family Navigator for the UA Regional Autism Network. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us a little bit about what are some of the language preferences for autism.
So there's two aspects to this. One aspect is terminology used within individuals with autism. In the past, historically, has been used the term Asperger's. It's more common today to use language like high support needs or low support needs so that it more accurately represents autistic individuals and what their requirements or what their needs might be. And the other aspect is individuals that are on the spectrum may have different preferences in the way they'd like to be addressed. So if you just take the lead from the person that you're talking to, you're always going to be correct with that. Sometimes it's first person language. It's I'm a person with autism. Sometimes it's identity first language. So it's I am an autistic person. So just take your lead from the individual.
And what types of resources are available for families who have children with autism?
So there's several resources throughout the state. One is the Alabama Parent Education Center, and they have a very fairly comprehensive offering of different things that they can help with, from parent advocacy for their child in the school system to some parent support. So their trainings are varied, and you can check their website for more information, and it's the Alabama Parent Education Center. Another one is the Alabama Department of Rehabilitation Services has a Children's Rehabilitation Services office. There's one in each region of the state, and they offer services for complex medical needs children. So individuals with autism, children with autism from birth to somewhere in the mid-range of the teens, they offer services that would include like adaptive technology for occupational speech and hearing therapies. So they're a very good source for therapies for children.
Now we've talked about children. What about adults? What types of resources are available for them?
So under the same agency, the Alabama Department of Rehabilitation Services, they have a vocational rehabilitation section that starts at 14 years and goes to the end of life. And they support the individual's needs both in the school system as well as beyond the school system, beyond graduation. They will offer vocational training. They will offer academic counseling and some financial support with academics into higher education. So they're an agency that will provide job coaching or many things that will just help that autistic individual become a productive member of society.
And discuss the importance of the Regional Autism Network.
So the Regional Autism Network serves as a bridging agency between families or individuals with autism and the services and providers that they may need to connect with. And so you can call us and we will help guide you through that process or help you figure out who you may need to connect with. We also offer professional development training, so we can train educators to emergency services people. We also do public education and public outreach. So please invite us to your festivities, to your outreach events. It gives us an opportunity to spread the word about the Regional Autism Network so that we can have further reach to families.
Anything else you would like to add?
So coming up in a very short amount of time, at the end of February at the Autism Conference, there's a pre-conference workshop. So for therapists and psychologists, there is a cognitive behavioral therapy adapted for individuals with autism that is a $50 session. It's from 1 to 4 o'clock on February 22nd. And there is also a developmental pediatrician, Dr. Justin Schwartz, and he is going to be talking about a diagnostic tool for healthcare providers. And so that is intended for professionals who have the credentialing to be able to give a diagnosis that may not be more traditionally in the autism spectrum disorder testing arena. This is a tool that Dr. Schwartz will teach those providers how to diagnose autism in their offices so that they may eliminate the wait for the diagnosis for those individuals to be able to move on to therapies that are going to help them.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center. with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.